Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Gelbert. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Bagby. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats DiMaggio for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels strikes out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Mac applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Weatherly scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gelbert hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack strikes out. There goes Keltner. The throw from Desodles to Cronin, and Keltner is out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 1 in the game. Desodles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gelbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gelbert hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 2 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive towards third. Gelbert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.